Welcome to No Longer Conformed. As we continue to look at the book of Revelation, in this session we'll be considering Revelation chapter 4, verses 9 through 11, humbled before the throne. Look at those verses. Chapter 4, verse 9. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created." God is responsible for the rewards that they have. And they are willing to give all the honor to the king. They cast down the crowns because personal honor cannot be claimed in His presence. Why? Well, because He alone is worthy. You know, there's great anticipation going on here. Something long awaited is about to occur. Something since the garden. In Romans chapter 8, verse 20 to 23, the Apostle Paul says, "For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of Him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly awaiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body." You see, in the garden, man broke his relationship with God. In the garden, man gave his allegiance to Satan. In the garden, man exchanged his dominion for a curse. Even the earth was cursed. Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. Then to Adam he said, "Because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat of it,' cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life." Listen, God created Adam and He gave him dominion over the physical creation, the earth. And what did man do? Well, essentially, he subleased the earth to Satan. He had no right to give it away. Psalm 24 and verse 1 says, "The earth is the Lord's, and all its fullness, the world, and those who dwell therein." The earth belongs to God. Man is only leasing it. The devil could only sublease it from Adam. When Adam's lease is up, Satan will be evicted. This is the context of the heavenly worship. The redemption price has been paid by the Lord Jesus Christ. And He's about to take it back from the curse. And all in heaven know this is about to occur. And therefore, there's holy and joyful worship. So, looking ahead to chapter 5, there's a scroll with much confusion among theologians. What is written on it? The terms of redemption for the earth and its creatures. They must be met before it can be delivered. You must understand chapter 5 to understand the rest of the book of Revelation. So, I have a project for you. What is the scroll? What is written on it is important. What is represented by the seals around it is important. Who can open it is important. Who is holding it is important. But what is the scroll itself? The amillennial view is God's redemption carried out in history, which is also the postmillennial view. The historical view is that it contains events of chapters 7 through 22. Well, my question is based on a dispensational view of eschatology, the study of end times. You think about that. What is the scroll? We'll take a look at that next time. You have a good day.